Hello, you beautiful souls, and thank you so much for tuning in to yet another podcast with myself, Phemelo Mhlanga. I'm hoping that you did check out the first podcast as well as the second podcast where I spoke about change and us actually being able to accept change. And in this particular podcast, I would be talking about forgiving yourself, which is something that we don't talk about a lot. And it's very important because sometimes we find ourselves holding on to so many things of the past because of we fail to forgive ourselves. Because if we do not forgive, it means that we still hold a grudge to that particular thing. And I mean, with ourselves, I mean, I don't know if you've heard this before, but it is so much true when I came across it, that a relationship that you have with yourself is one that you can never walk away from. Unlike some person who you say, you know what, I can't do this anymore, I'm simply going to walk away. With yourself, you have to be with yourself all the time. You're gonna do mistakes, you're gonna hate yourself, you're gonna put people before you most of the time, you're gonna hate yourself sometimes, you're gonna allow yourself to worry, to stress, you're gonna strain yourself, strain your body. I mean, there's so many things, so many injustices that we do to ourselves, and it all boils down to being able to forgive ourselves. I mean, I don't know if you've ever sat down and actually thought of that and thought, how many times have you actually sat down and considered how much you've done yourself so many injustices? And have you actually ever taken a moment to say, you know what, I acknowledge the fact that I've done this and I feel like I owe myself an apology? You know, the same apology that you feel like you owe other people for doing them injustices. Because we always preach, put yourself first. Put yourself first. You tell other people that you must put yourself first. You must learn to love yourself. But have you taken a moment to ask yourself, do you take your own advice? Do you put yourself first? Do you appreciate yourself and your flaws, right? If you haven't done that, this is my challenge for you for this week. I want you to take a moment to think about all the things that you've ever done to yourself, all the time when you made a sacrifice for another person while you knew that you needed that. And sometimes I'm not saying that we mustn't be able to help people. It is very important that we do help people when we can. However, sometimes you have to put yourself first. Like, you must think about it, like, was it necessary? Like, did I allow myself to suffer in this instant at the expense of another person? And sometimes we do that, most of the time in fact we do that to people who do not even care about us, who don't care about our well-being, yet we're so focused in trying to impress them, in trying to be, you know, so amazing people to them so that they can learn to love and appreciate us so much. So think about all that. Think about all the injustices that you've actually done yourself up until this point, and start the process of forgiving yourself. It all begins with you taking a pen and a paper and writing all the things that you think that, you know, they're unforgivable, or even those that are forgivable, because I don't believe that there's anything that is unforgivable. Well, I know that someone might actually say, you know what, I beg to differ that regard, but in this instance, let's say that everything you've done is forgivable, because forgiveness is the only way to move forward and to let go of things. So write down all of those injustices that you believe that you've done yourself. And you must start the process of healing as well. It's part of you forgiving yourself. Because the minute you forgive yourself for staying in the past. You forgive yourself for not letting go of that particular thing. The minute you can actually start moving on and going on with your life. So I challenge you to forgive yourself right now. Remember this. They say that first love does not always come first. Right? Or second, or even ever. Right? And I don't know what you think of that. Some people can say, you cannot love someone else until you learn to love yourself. Some might beg to differ, and that is exactly what I'm going to be talking about in the next podcast. So please do share this link, and of course at the same time check out my podcast on Anchor. And this audio is available in various platforms. Spotify, it's available on Google Podcast, etc. When you click on this link, currently it gives you all the sites of which you can be able to access my podcast. Thank you so much for tuning into it, and of course, love and light. Until next time, mwah, mwah.